on Absolute Radio. It's 20 minutes past 8. David Tennant is with us this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see the great man and hear him. Next week, his new movie is out. It's an Aardman thing as well, so they never, ever, ever put out anything bad. It's The Pirates in an Adventure with Scientists, where you can hear his voice as the young Charles Darwin. Brian Blessed.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a film about pirates. Come on.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look at the castness. You've got Ashley Jensen, Lenny Henry, Martin Freeman, your good self, Russell Tovey as well. It's a fantastic act as the albino pirate as well. Now, I've got to be honest. You're obviously up against stiff competition.
Uh-huh.
Titanic in 3D. Because how many of us back in the day thought, wouldn't it be amazing, this movie, if yeah. I hopefully in the future yeah. you can we can revisit this in the year 2012
yeah.
in glorious 3D.
Yeah.
Who is going to go and see that again? It was like 3 and a bit hours.
Yeah, once was enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't hate Titanic.
No, it was great fun. Yeah. I cried.
Did you?
Yeah, aww. When it was when they were getting cold.
Oh.
But I think I'd cry in a different way if I had to sit through 3 hours of that again.
I'm not too sure if I'd appreciate Leonardo's curtain hairstyle that he had.
Very young then, weren't they?
Yeah.
However, the 3D Kate on the chaise launch, you know, they do the the Tony Hart drawing scene, but it's a long 3 hours to sit through that.
I don't think it's all in 3D. I think just parts of it are probably in 3D. I don't know whether that particular part is going to be in 3D, but...
Of course, because it wasn't filmed in 3D. Yeah. So whether he's gone back and touched it up.
I think
I love the man who's here plugging a movie who's yeah. been in movies. I don't know how they do that.
I don't know how they
we
do
can
that.
Say that you work in front of the cameras.
Well, Pirates was filmed in 3D, so you can see it properly. 3D animated stuff.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think it's 3D and 2D. Because 3D, I think the novelty's gone off it, isn't it? I don't think a lot of people don't like it anymore.
What is 4D?
4D means you travel in time as you're watching it.
No, in all seriousness, my yeah. kids asked me this the other week, and I went,
the fourth dimension is time.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was taste. you can lick the screen.
Fourth dimension officially is time, but Hollywood might rework it to mean taste.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know the fourth dimension is time.
Yeah.
What are the other three dimensions then?
They were an 80s band. Yes. Bells, is that right? The fourth dimension is time.
Yes, I think it is. Although, you know, we are in the presence of a former Time Lord.
Exactly.
Once a Time Lord, always a Time Lord.
Exactly, yeah.
But no, I think that's correct, yes.
So we will never have 4D televisions unless we can travel into the future with Nick Knowles.
Why with thought? Nick Knowles?
Because if that's what you're watching at the time, that's who your wingman is on a trip into the future. Well, I don't know. Who wouldn't want to go time travelling to any decade or time with Nick Knowles? I'd love to revisit 1066, but as my companion in the rating hall, Nick Knowles.
Wouldn't he just be telling you about the wallpaper they put up?
Yeah, well, why not? It's yeah. got a nice, well, they had a nice tapestry back then, sure. so I think
that's
he'd
true,
like that.
That's true, that's yeah. true. A lovely design on the walls here.
All right, let's get the latest travel news now. It's 8:23. Here's Maggie.